Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Monday, May 6th. I'm Peter Biello. On today's episode, the city of Albany is sued for breach of contract after making no progress on a promised 13-mile rail trail. Emory University moves its upcoming graduation ceremony over security concerns, and a new Savannah law regarding gun storage is challenged in court. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. A new Savannah ordinance on gun storage is being challenged on two legal fronts. The city's council last month passed the measure requiring gun owners to securely store their weapons when left in unattended vehicles. Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr told city officials in a letter sent on Friday that the ordinance is void because state law preempts it. And a resident of Southeast Georgia's Wayne County last week asked a state court in Chatham County to block enforcement of the measure. Attorney John Monroe represents the gun owner resident.
It's difficult or impossible on the public when you start having local regulations like this because there's no way for a person to know what he has to do to comply.
Savannah Mayor Van Johnson has vowed the city will defend the ordinance. Council members passed it unanimously, hoping to put a stop to guns being stolen from unlocked vehicles. A state judge is allowing a lawsuit involving a 13-mile rail trail to move forward against the city of Albany. GPB's Orlando Montoya reports the city and a nonprofit group are at odds over the trail's timeline.
When South Georgia Rail Trails gave Albany land to build the trail in 2015, the city agreed to build it within 5 years. That time passed in 2020, and 2 years later, with no progress on the trail, the group sued for breach of contract. Former Daugherty County Commission Chairman, Attorney Chris Cohelis, represents the group.
This is not hard. It's not hard at all. It's basically a big sidewalk that runs for 13 miles.
City Commissioner Chad Warbington says while there is still no construction timeline, Albany is making progress.
We actually have bids out right now for a design firm. All that's going on, even in spite of this silly litigation.
In its lawsuit, South Georgia Rail Trails either wants the trail built or $7 million, the trail's expected cost. For GPB News, I'm Orlando Montoya.
The district attorney in a six-county judicial district based in Columbus has died. The acting DA in the Chattahoochee Judicial District said yesterday that his office is mourning the loss of DA Stacy Jackson. Acting DA Don Kelly took charge of the office in November when Jackson went on an extended medical leave. He had been suffering from an undisclosed illness. Governor Brian Kemp tapped Jackson for the post in 2022 after Jackson's predecessor was convicted of public corruption. Kelly said Jackson, quote, guided rebuilding our office after a difficult time. Voters will choose a new district attorney in elections this year. Emory University is moving its commencement ceremonies after demonstrations over the war in Gaza resulted in several arrests more than a week ago. The university's president said today the ceremonies will take place at Gas South Arena in Duluth instead of on the campus in Atlanta. President Greg Fenves cited safety concerns and acknowledged the decision likely would disappoint graduates. Across the country, commencement ceremonies at many U.S. universities went off with few interruptions this past weekend, despite the national wave of protests over the war between Israel and Hamas. Tomorrow is the last day for Governor Brian Kemp to sign or veto bills passed this legislative session. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Kemp has already signed dozens of bills into law this year, including legislation to help human trafficking victims and a bill that creates a school vouchers program. He said that his office is hard at work deciding which bills will get his signature.
We listen to a lot of people that are weighing in with concerns, especially on things that may have passed in the last few days where there wasn't as much due diligence as there may normally be, or late amendments. And sometimes the authors of the bill or the legislators don't catch things that they may have legal concerns.
Bills not signed or vetoed by Kemp in the 40-day signing period will automatically become law. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
The Atlanta Beltline has been awarded a grant for $3 million to support the construction of more affordable housing along its Southside Trail. The grant from the Tax Allocation District, or TAD, would help bring 160 new units of affordable housing for seniors to the Englewood development in Atlanta's Chosewood Park neighborhood. TAD funds are generated by rising property taxes in areas that have seen tremendous value growth because of infrastructure projects, in this case, the Atlanta Beltline, a 22-mile pedestrian and bike path scheduled to be completed by 2030. The 1- and 2-bedroom units will be for seniors 62 and older who earn below 60% of the area median income. The grant was obtained in partnership with Invest Atlanta, the Benoit Group, and Atlanta Housing. The Beltline has a goal of creating or preserving 5,600 units of affordable housing by the time it's completed. This project for seniors is expected to break ground later this year. In sports, the Atlanta Braves have a much-needed day off today before starting a 2-game series at home against the Boston Red Sox tomorrow. The Braves lost to the Dodgers yesterday. Shohei Ohtani homered twice. Marcell Ozuna also homered for the Braves, who have lost 5 of their last 6. Max Fried pitched 7 innings, allowed 4 hits and 4 runs, walked 3 and struck out 7, and the Braves have scored 3 runs or less in 6 of their last 8 games, and they didn't advance a runner past first base until Ozuna's homer in the 7th. Righty Ronaldo Lopez is scheduled to start for the Braves tomorrow. And Atlanta United lost to Minnesota United 2-1 on Saturday. Brad Guzan totaled 3 saves for Atlanta United, which went winless in the month of April. They face DC United at home on Saturday. And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, visit gpb.org/news. And if you haven't yet subscribed to this podcast, take a moment and do it now. That'll keep us current in your podcast feed. If you've got feedback, we would love to hear from you. Send us an email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.